club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't. Hello, and welcome back to another For the Love of Lists podcast episode. Podmas is almost over, but we're still going strong. We've got a few days left. We're up to day 29, and we are doing yet another non-football one and yet another film one. Following on from the Disney one yesterday, we're doing Pixar today, and I'm once again joined by Phoebe. Phoebe, how you doing?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good. I've been getting into the Podmas spirit for a while, so I'm sure as it's coming to an end, I'll probably feel a bit sad, but yeah, there's always 2022 to look forward to. Anyway, how have you been enjoying Podmas, Christmas, and whatever else you're celebrating?
Yeah, Podmas seems to be going really well. Excited to see what's coming in 2022. Enjoying the festive period. It's nice to just relax, enjoy, be merry, watch lots of films. Definitely time to watch lots of films. Yeah, it's been fun.
That's it, yeah. And this time of year definitely is that time between Christmas and New Year. Like, that's when you watch a lot of films. You don't really know what day it is. And that's why we've done the Disney one yesterday and the Pixar one today, because I just feel like that was the right time to do those. But how did you find the 10, coming up with your final 10 and ranking them and stuff?
It was a bit of a struggle. I had to actually look what films was Pixar films and found out there's 24 Pixar films, and some of them I haven't actually seen. But yeah, I felt like a lot of them was on par, so it was quite difficult ranking them. But I did an initial 1 to 10 and then switch them around a bit, so I think I've got my final rankings in order now.
Is that all there is, 24 Pixar? I knew there wasn't that many, because, yeah, compared to Disney, like, there's a lot less choice, so that should make it easier. But, yeah, I think I'm the same. Like, there was some that I didn't really know where to put them. I had an obvious kind of top 3 or 4, but after that, yeah, it was a struggle what to put where, really. And I don't know about you, but obviously we loved Disney growing up. Pixar I still liked, but it wasn't as big a deal. Like, I wasn't as keen on Pixar, really.
Yeah, there are some classics though for Pixar as well.
Yeah, there is,
but probably as we got older.
Yeah, I think some of the, well, you'll see on my list, but I think some of the recent ones that have come out are pretty decent, actually. Like, when they first started coming out as well, they were pretty good. But there was a period, probably for like 7-8 years, where I don't think I liked or have seen any of them on there. So there wasn't a ton to choose from, really, in the end. But if we crack into the top 10, who did you have at 10?
So for number 10, I've got Brave.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh.
It's Scottish one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's about a little Scottish girl, and her family want her to just get married, but she's a bit of a misfit and is like a tomboy. So, yeah, she likes, like, going hunting, doing her bow and arrows, runs away, goes into the forest, and there's, like, a witch, and she puts a spell on her mum. Yeah, I actually really like that film. And I was kind of torn between Brave and Onward for my number 10, because I did really like Onward, which was a more recent one on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
Brave is my number 10.
Okay, yeah, I've not seen it, but it sounds decent. Like, as you'll know from yesterday's one, I'm not massively keen on, like, the super, you know, Disney princess type ones, like, where they're a little bit, you know, maybe more modern or more tomboy or something, I probably do prefer. So yeah, that does sound up my street. And you mentioned Onward, that's my number 10.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've only seen it very recently, but yeah, I think like a lot of these newer Pixar films, it's pretty good, and it's probably more targeted, I would say, a little bit of an older audience. It's got a little bit of a Dungeons and Dragons vibe about it, a little bit with, you know, the quest and all that, but yeah, I quite like it. So yeah, yeah. That's my 10.
Okay.
Who have you got at 9?
I was very unsure about this one, but I was kind of thinking if I had to choose between other ones in the list, what would I prefer to watch? So at number 9, I've got Toy Story 2.
Wow. Blimey.
Which I'm not 100% sure on that decision, but yeah, how I worked it out, that's my number 9.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's like, I mean, I won't reveal yet where I've got that, but yeah, I think people that are listening to this are going to be, you know, chucking their headphones or AirPods out or whatever in shock, really. But
it
yeah,
is definitely a classic, and I feel like I could watch it many, many times and not get bored, but I don't know. I think I watched it recently, and I don't know, the whole, like, when Woody gets stolen by Al, I think that's his name, and
yeah.
I don't know, I just didn't like the vibe of that. Like, I feel like the toys was being mean when he was in the shop, and yeah, I didn't enjoy it as much the last time I watched it. I preferred, like, some others.
Yeah, what you just said there is a couple on my list that I've not seen for a number of years, and I'm kind of doing it purely on, you know, what I remember as a child. So yeah, maybe looking back and rewatching some of them, that would be the case, that I wouldn't like it as much. But yeah, my number 9 is probably going to get a similar reaction from you. It's a bit of a cult film. A lot of people absolutely love it, but for me, I'm not sure I can put it higher than 9, and that is Finding Nemo.
Finding Dory higher than Finding Nemo.
I've not seen Finding Dory either. Oh. So this is the thing, I've probably only seen 15 or maybe 16 films on the Pixar lot. If there's only 24, because there's definitely certain ones I've not seen.
I've seen them is the Cars films.
They're crap. I've seen like one. That's the worst set of Pixar films.
Well, Daniel, you're listening. Sorry, because I know you love.
Yeah, not for me, lad. Yeah, it's just it doesn't fit. I don't think.
Great about Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, I just find it a little bit boring. I think, like, it's a decent storyline. You know, it's quite. Actually, looking back at it, quite a lot of Pixar films are pretty similar in that someone gets lost and then they have to find them, or they lose something and then they have to find something.
Yeah.
It is quite a basic storyline. So, yeah, I'm not going to mark it down for that, but I don't know, just the characters. Dory was like the standout character, I think, and that probably wasn't meant to be the case when they made the film. But obviously they've now got this spin-off, Finding Dory in there, and I just feel like Nemo was a bit, for a lead character, a bit weak, really. I'm sounding like a film critic. It's bloody cartoon, but yeah,
infant fish.
A little bit boring.
Can't be the strongest.
Well, you've got to step up, Nemo, I'm afraid, if you want to be higher on my list.
Oh, that's a shame.
Who have you got at 8?
Number 8, I've got Ratatouille.
Oh.
Really enjoyed Ratatouille. And it's not so, like, same-ish compared to the others.
Yeah, it's not that lost and found type plot. Again, this is one I've kind of half seen. I've seen, like, half of it. It was fairly recently as well. And I did really like it, actually, but I couldn't put it on there because I've not seen the whole thing. But I do want to obviously get to seeing the rest of it, and then I think it probably would make my list.
Well, I think for the rest of your time off or whenever you have some free time, you should take advantage of your Disney Plus subscription and rewatch or watch these films.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what I was doing a lot last time on paternity, just watching a lot of Disney Plus. I think that's when that was first coming out. So, yeah, I will get around to doing that.
I feel like I'm saying I like all of these films, but yeah, I do obviously like, well, I do like all of them, but that's probably lower down just because I wouldn't watch it over and over as much as maybe some others because it's not as much of a feel-good film, and I think I prefer them.
Yeah, so my number eight is Bugs Life. So I'm not sure you'd call that a feel-good film or not. But this was one of the first, well, it's one of the first Pixar films that came out. It's definitely one of the first ones that I saw. I remember seeing it a lot when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like this was one that was on quite regularly. I've not seen it in a little bit, but it's one as well where there's like a clear villain, which you don't always get with Pixar. Like with Toy Story, I don't really think there's like a clear villain in some of these. Like, it's almost like...
Well, no, actually, in number three there is, but not
till
the end more.
Yeah, but it's a bit Andy. Different.
Not Andy, Sid, the next door neighbour in Toy Story.
It was, but yeah.
Really disruptive.
Yeah, yeah, like he could, if he wasn't there, I feel like it wouldn't make much of a difference. But yeah, in Bug's Life, it's kind of set out from the start. It's the ants, it's the grasshoppers. It's, you know, it's a battle. Yeah, I like the ending as well. The ending is what does it for me, really, when they pretend to be that massive bird. And then, yeah, I don't know if I need to say spoilers. The film's about 25 years old, but yeah, when he eats the grasshopper at the end, because it's a real bird. Yeah, that the ending is probably what puts it up there for me. But yeah, I remember watching this one a lot when I was younger. So it's got to have been good at the time.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for a long time.
Mm. So, number seven.
So for number seven, I've got Monsters, Inc.
I feel like
that's like a classic Pixar film. And that's one I would be happy to watch multiple times. I don't really necessarily have anything bad to say about a lot of these films, really. Yeah. Really like Monsters University.
No, I didn't either. When they try and make sequels sometimes for some stuff, especially like cartoon stuff, it's just not as good most of the time. The sequel came out
like loads of years after the first one.
Yeah, I think they did that with something else as well. I think on The Lion King they did that, didn't they? They did number two and then they did like one in between or something, like years and years later, and it just like you've lost like your whole audience then because they've grown up. So yeah, if they are going to do it, they need to do it within the next couple of years. But yeah, Monsters, Inc.'s my seven as well. Pixar, because we had all the Disney stuff, didn't we? And I think we mentioned last episode about having like the toys and the stuff from the McDonald's and that. And you didn't really get that with Pixar. But I do remember having some sort of merch or toys and stuff for Monsters, Inc., which didn't really have for many of these other films. So, yeah, that's the same for me, seven. You're number six.
Number six, I've got Luca, which is, it might even be the most recent Pixar film, actually. So I watched that when it came out on Disney Plus. I just really enjoyed that film. I thought it was like really feel good, like exciting, very colourful. I've only watched it once though, so I feel like that could be a slightly unfair judgment because I've only watched it once. And when you watch something once, it usually is a lot better than once you've watched it a few times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked that film.
Have you seen the, there's a short as well, a short film of Alberto on there?
No, I haven't seen the short.
Yeah, that's okay. As these kind of shorts go, they're not great, but that one's alright. But yeah, that is slightly higher for me. I might as well say where it is now. So I've got that at 4, but it was only just 4. I think it could have been potentially number 5 as well. I think I've only seen it once too, but similar to you, yeah, I just really like the vibe going on it, and I really like the fact that half of it was based underwater and then half of it was based either on that sort of island or on this like secret hideaway bit. So yeah, that's a very good film, and if anyone's not seen it, definitely have a watch of that. That's one of the best ones, and goes back.
I can actually rank it higher, I think, but then I felt like I had to put some classics higher up. But yeah. I think I'll rewatch it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rewatch that, and I'm going to rewatch my number 5, which I'll say in a minute. But my number 6, and I feel like this is probably going to be higher for you, it's The Incredibles.
Okay.
I think in terms of characters, they're some of the best ever characters, maybe not just in a Pixar film, but in like the overall Disney as well.
Yeah.
The characters are really good. I'm not massively into like superhero type movies. I know it's Pixar, so it's like a bit watered down, you know. It's not like the Avengers or anything like that. But I personally am not massively into that. But I think at the time when it came out, it was like a really exciting one, because it was kind of when I think I was sort of a little bit into like Spider-Man. I think the Spider-Man film was coming out, and this was kind of like the Disney Pixar equivalent of a superhero movie. So yeah, number 6 for me, being carried a bit by the characters.
Yeah, so I've actually got The Incredibles as number 5. I quite like a superhero movie anyway, but I feel like, yeah, I think the characters are done really well. I feel like they're like really refined, like, when you think about The Incredibles, you kind of know the characters very well. And number 2 was very good as well, actually.
I feel like
The Incredibles is probably typically, like, apart from all the Toy Stories, is one of, like, the top 5 kind of classic Pixar films. And that's just another one that's easy to watch, and I feel like you can follow the story quite easily as well.
Yeah, and, yeah, Incredibles 2... as sequels go, was definitely one of the better ones as well. Like, not just in Pixar, yeah, but like overall Disney.
Yeah, like that was done pretty much just as well as the first one, I'd say, but the first one's just a classic. But
yeah,
probably
yeah,
for slightly older ages, that one.
Yeah, I think that's probably maybe why it kind of works, the fact that they did leave it so long, because it is a little bit aimed at a slightly older audience. But my number 5, and yeah, it was very close between 4 and 5, so this could maybe go one higher, but it's Coco.
Yeah.
Have you seen
I've seen Coco.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just very, again, it's another like positive vibe one. It's very different to the classic Pixar ones in some way. I mean, I guess he is kind of trying to find part of himself or whatever, but it's not quite your classic one. And there was a plot twist at the end, which I wasn't really expecting. But, you know, I won't give it away because it is a fairly recent film. I think it came out in the last sort of 3 years or so. So I won't give away the plot, but there is kind of a big plot twist at the end, which I think adds to the film too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, one strange thing, I can't remember any of the songs from it, which...
The Remember Me song. Remember Me. That one.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Got it now. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's about music necessarily, but it kind of is
Well, yeah, that's kind of what the story is based upon. But, yeah, I really loved Coco. That's actually my number three on my rankings. Okay. Yeah, really enjoyed Coco. And it's nice that I think the more recent films are definitely, like, showing more diversity as well. So it's nice because it is showing some of that culture.
Yeah.
So you can actually learn from it. And I think it's a good film for kids and adults because it's quite emotional as well.
Mm.
And I do like a tearjerker. So, yeah. Really like that one. Good music, fun.
Yeah, that diversity piece as well. Like, it was with my Disney one as well. Like, there's a few on there that were based in, you know, countries that are not America, basically. Or not the UK. I do quite like that. And it's the same with Luca, actually, because that's based in Italy, isn't it? So, I think that does add to the appeal as well of some of these films when it's not just set in, you know, someone's back garden in America or something like that. So, yeah, that was tough. Between 5 and 4, really, it was a little bit of a coin flip. So you had The Incredibles at 5, Coco at 3. Who did you have at 4?
4, I've got Finding Nemo.
Okay.
So I just love Finding Nemo. I think it's really, it's a nice, like, film for younger kids, I think. And I feel like Nemo is a classic character.
Well, you say that. How young are you talking? Because my daughter watched it. Your niece watched it. Well, we tried to put her on it. She got scared, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I don't know how far we got into the film, but it's quite dark, isn't it? Like, it's underwater, so it's quite dark and murky and stuff. I don't know where she got scared, but I don't think it was seeing any particular.
Really liked the aquarium.
Yeah, she liked the aquarium.
One of my nephews absolutely loved Nemo. It's all he would ever watch, like, literally every single day when he was about the same age.
Yeah, maybe she'd just have to be a little bit older than to appreciate it.
I feel like it's quite a younger one because it's quite a straightforward, like, easy-to-follow story. Like, they're literally travelling through the ocean to get somewhere. It's not, like, complicated.
Yeah, it is. And so, generally, so is my 3. So my number 3, because I think you said yours is Coco, right? My number 3 is Toy Story 4. So, yeah, I think all the Toy Stories are a little bit
number simple. 3?
Number 3, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised about that. I would literally put Toy Story 4 probably in the bottom, like, well, obviously not including, I can't include the ones I haven't seen, but out of all the ones I have seen, I'd probably put that in, like, bottom 3.
Wow. Yeah, this was, I mean, I think maybe this.
About Toy Story 4?
Personally, one of the things, the experience, like, watching it, it's the last, it might be the only Pixar film I've ever seen at the cinema. Which I think adds to the experience. And yeah, I just like the Toy Story, so I think it rounded it off nicely, the kind of end of Woody, really. I've not seen Toy Story 3, so I don't know really how that was ended and whether
Toy
that
Story
was
3 is so much better than Toy Story 4, in my opinion. And you should definitely watch Toy Story 3 because that actually has, like, a twist in it. And the end is, I'm sure the ending was, like, really emotional. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Toy Story 4 at all.
Yeah, I liked it. I think a bit of it was down to maybe the fact that I've seen it in the cinema as well. So that helped, but.
Maybe.
It was.
Even, like, the Forky character, I just thought it was a rubbish character.
Yeah, he was probably the weakest point of the film, which is, I guess, the new bit, isn't it, of it, because all the other characters were the same. But yeah, for me, it was just nice to have another Toy Story film out after I'd probably not seen a new one, and it would have been, well, best part of 20 years, I would say. Because I'd not seen 3 either. And
yeah.
When did 2 come out? About 2000 or something like that. So, yeah, I think the kind of bringing back of re-seeing one of your childhood classics.
Yeah, the nostalgia.
It's like bringing back the nostalgia in a kind of modern form.
Maybe three, you feel differently. Because I'm sure even when I watched 3, it felt like, I'm sure that one felt like it was kind of like the end. And then they did another one. And maybe that's why I'm not as much of a fan either, because I can't really remember properly because my memory's just shocking anyway. But I'm sure at the end of 3, it kind of felt like an ending. And then when they did 4, because I didn't think it was that great anyway, I was just like, they should have really left it at the end of 3. And I feel like the characters in number 4, they just had too much, like, attitude, and it kind of had gone off the classic. Didn't feel like a classic Toy Story for me.
Well, the person that I suppose you would call the villain, which was the girl in the shop, it was a little bit like that Sid in a kind of way, but yeah, there was a bit of emotional baggage she had with it. But yeah, as Toy Story films go, it's the lowest ranked that I've seen. But yeah, I just think the Toy Story series, the characters are just like classics. It's the one, not this particular one, but Toy Story in general, is the one that I'd kind of lean to and watch over any others. And yeah, it's a bit like, I suppose it's a bit like the Star Wars ones, like some of the more recent Star Wars films have their faults too, but I would still probably rank them higher than other films because they're Star Wars films. And I feel like it's the same a little bit with Toy Story 4. Well, I'll put it at 3. But yeah, I've not seen Toy Story 3. So I can't really comment on how that rounds off as an ending. But yeah, Toy Story 4 kind of makes it clear that that's the end of Woody. Like, he's gone. And they're bringing out a Buzz Lightyear spin-off.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know exactly what that's going to be like.
Well, we'll find out in 2022.
Yeah, not long now. Only a few days, so. Yeah, who have you got at number 2?
So number 2, I've got Inside Out.
I've never seen that.
Really? You haven't seen it?
No. Is that a recent one?
It probably came out probably in like the last 5 years. So basically it's...
I've never even heard of it.
What?
I don't think.
So one of the main characters... is this young girl, and she moves from one city in America to another place, like a completely different town. And the whole film is basically focused on emotion. So the main, like, little characters are the people that are in her head. So there's joy, sadness, anger, disgust, I think, and worry. So it basically shows all the emotions from like inside the head.
Mm.
And like how like memories work, and like I just really liked the film, and I really feel like I relate to Joy because obviously she's a very joyful person, she's the emotion Joy and like happiness, and I just like to think that I try and be like that. And yeah, it's just a very feel good film, but also it's like quite real because.
Yeah, it sounds like it's for like teenagers or something, this one. If it's all about emotions and stuff.
Not necessarily, because it's still like a fun film, but yeah, there is sad parts, and then there's some bits that are like really silly. yeah, I feel like this one touches more on like real, I think it's just more getting into like more modern times anyway, like touching on like real life emotions and scenarios.
Is it like the...
It's not like super deep, but yeah, I think it's like a good, it's like got a good message. Like one that didn't obviously make my list was Soul. I didn't really enjoy that film, but I think once I'd watched it, I thought, oh, that's got like quite a good message. So it's sort of like that. But yeah, I just really love Inside Out.
Is it like the Emoji movie or is it different?
I don't think I've seen the Emoji movie.
Okay.
But I can't imagine it would be like that. It's still got like a proper storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend watching.
Yeah, I'll add it to the list, to the long list of films to see then.
What have you got for number two?
My number two is the... Oh, it's tough between putting this in one or two. I'll put it at two. The original Toy Story, which... Yeah, groundbreaking in terms of animation, really.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the, you know, you get like the added bits on the, well, it would have been the video, wouldn't it? The VHS back when we were first watching it, and you get like extra bits or whatever, and it, you kind of see how it was created and stuff like that. Yeah, it was just like a groundbreaking film for, well, film in general, and animated films in what they did. Obviously, there was animated films before, but I think this one really upped the level. And yeah, it's Toy Story. It's where all the characters start from. And yeah, what can we say about Toy Story? I mean, this is the one, when people talk about Pixar, I think this is the one that people generally think about.
Yeah. Yes. Toy Story is an absolute classic, and yeah, I think all the characters are really individual, and I think a lot of the like focus on the in the film is like about friendship and stuff, and that's obviously a really nice thing for like a children's film, but also for adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone that doesn't like Toy Story, that is a bit concerning.
Yeah, it's a bit of a red flag, isn't it? If you don't. I had the game as well. I think I had the game for 1 and 2 on PlayStation 1. And they were pretty good games as well, to be fair. But yeah, you've not mentioned this yet. So is this your number one?
Yep, Toy Story is coming at my number one. I feel like that it could only have been Toy Story as the number one. I know I'm not a fan of number 4, but Toy Story 1... I know Toy Story 2 is down in my list as well, but... Yeah, Toy Story 1, 2 and 3 I'll happily watch many more times. Toy Story 4, I'm not sure. But yeah, Toy Story 1, I just really love that film. Like, if I was stuck for something to watch, I would happily watch Toy Story.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's only got through Toy Story 1. And at the time of recording this, it's sort of partway through Toy Story 2, which is my number one, actually.
Okay. And
yeah, I think Jess, I really like Jess as a character.
Yeah.
I wasn't massive on Sid in the first one. And then I prefer the kind of the villains of, you know, it was Pete and just the Owl toy barn. And also the fact that they kind of ventured out from the house, like, I know in Toy Story they went a little bit to that pizza planet, but it wasn't very long. You only saw like 5 minutes of that, if that. Whereas the rest of it was pretty much either in their house or next door. Whereas in Toy Story 2, they sort of travelled, you know, all over the world, almost. Or you know, they went to the airport and things like that, and. Yeah, I think I preferred the ending as well.
I suppose it's good that at least it was like a bit, there was like a bit more suspense in number two, but at least it had a happy ending.
Yeah, it almost felt like it was slightly more grown up.
Yeah.
But you could easily put, just for the fact that Toy Story was so groundbreaking and kind of what it did or Pixar and animated films in general, you could put that number one just for that. But in terms of the actual film itself, I slightly prefer it just because of flipping a couple of the characters about.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair comments. Also, just to add, I feel like a film is always good when there's like taglines from it. I think a film's good when it has like sayings from it that are just like, if you was to say like a quote from the film, people just know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a few of these have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that we both had Toy Story in some form at number one. I think it had to be, really. I don't think there's anything else.
But I would say the classics are Toy Story, Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, and Monsters, Inc. for me. Even though some are obviously not as good as others, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, they are the classics.
And it does seem that there's a lot more coming out, so I'll be excited to watch them.
Same, because I think the new ones that I've seen have generally all been hits, so... Yeah, I'm excited to see what more comes out over the next couple of years for Pixar as well. But yeah, thank you for coming on again and discussing Pixar this time.
Thanks for having me as a guest.
No problem. Good. Glad you enjoyed it. And we're past Christmas now, aren't we? But have a, you know, Merry New Year, Happy New Year. And here's to a year of good films, and here is to a happy end of Podmas.